Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I look like Banjo-Kazooie. Look at my hair. For those of you who remember that game, Sonic Hedgehog, I had young children back then who played that game. Anyway, we have a really fascinating show today. I think we're all in agreement that the world is actually suffering from a magnesium deficiency because of the lack of dietary magnesium. And many people take supplements to fill in, because we know that magnesium is a really important mineral, plays so many important roles with enzyme cascades. Literally, hundreds of enzymes depend on magnesium. The gut depends on magnesium. There's evidence that blood pressure changes when you have adequate magnesium. We know that magnesium contributes to, or the lack thereof, contributes to insulin resistance, which is the number one killer of Americans and worldwide. Of course, it leads to type 2 diabetes and all the damages. We've talked about that with my guest that's going to be on shortly, Wade Lightheart. But as a result, magnesium has become very interesting. It's not really highly biologically available. Even absorbing it tends to be difficult. So there's been lots of work on creating different forms of magnesium, and we're going to talk about a form that's brand new that was really developed because we need magnesium that is more bioavailable, easier to absorb, and this is called a sacrosomial magnesium. We're going to do a deep dive here today with Wade Lightheart in just a minute. But before that, we have to thank our title sponsor always, and that's Legendary Foods, the makers of the amazing Tasty Pastry, which is taking the world by storm. I literally mean that. They're now shipping to other countries. It started out as a Pop-Tart alternative, and today it literally is becoming all to itself its own category of snack food. Less than 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of high-quality protein, and it tastes like you're eating real cake, pastry-type flaky dough that it's made out of. But it's good for you. If you go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10, you can save 10% off. Now, remember, we have been telling people that you can win a box of Tasty Pastries. Then we went to, hey, anybody who emails, here's the secret word during the commercial break. Anyone who emails the secret word to onair@superhumanradio.net and include your mailing address, because I'm not going to email you back and say, hey, you forgot to put your mailing address in there. You will get a box of Tasty Pastries, compliments of the generosity of Ron Penna, to try for yourself and make a decision whether or not you want more. Well, lo and behold, we're getting these messages from people. They are sending so much more than just a box of Tasty Pastries. They're sending Tasty Pastries, nut butters, seasoned almonds. People can't believe it. This is a friend of the show, Joe Nasrallah. He says, are you effing kidding me? I was expecting a box of Tasty Pastries, but what I got was amazing, beyond ecstatic and grateful for yours and Ron's generosity. Much thanks. And we have so many of these coming in now. It's just crazy. People are surprised when they get a box filled with goodies. Again, shrnetwork.biz/legendary. Use the code SHR10, and you will be the proud bearer. And we ask that you send a picture of your booty, your pirate's booty, when you get it, and we will include you in a future show as well. So there you go. Okay, now without further delay, let's get on to the topic at hand, and that is with my good friend Wade Lightheart. How you doing, Wade?
Carl, doing great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You have a very relaxing and calming voice. You know, I'm all up here like, oh, the show is starting. And then Wade's like, yeah, I'm good. How are you? I'm like, okay.
Today.
Come down. Come down, Carl.
Topic.
Oh, is that
topic. You know, get me wound up. I can go high pitch real quick.
So, sacrosomial magnesium. What is the story behind this?
Well, there's been a lot of research, and for those who really want to dive in and are research oriented, you can go on to PubMed and start looking at the abstracts. And basically, we have a magnesium crisis, as you kind of indicated. It is a crisis, and for a couple of reasons. One, the soil in North America is very devoid of magnesium. Two, we have a high calcium-based diet. And calcium and magnesium operate in a 2-to-1 ratio. And if you have too much calcium, you start dumping both calcium and magnesium out of the system, trying to balance it out. So what's interesting is people thinking about osteoporosis and things and like, oh, I need more calcium. Well, often they take more calcium and it actually causes the reverse. They need to have magnesium. And then, third thing is the exposure to electromagnetic radiation, EMFs, pollution, whatever you want to call it, and blue light puts an extra stress on the nervous system, which also requires more magnesium. And so magnesium, if you would just summarize it, is kind of a relaxant for smooth and striated muscle in the tissue. And when you do that, that reduces stress in the nervous system. This is kind of layman's terms of how magnesium impacts and why people feel more relaxed or can sleep better or have vasodilation that improves blood flow. And so it is a calming mineral, essentially. That's what it does.
And by the way, in a world today that is highly amplified by stimulants and caffeine.
Correct. So Charles Poliquin, the great Charles Poliquin, who was famous for coaching 27 different sports, gold medalists in 27 different sports. Think about that. Amazing. And one of his go-tos for Olympic athletes who are under incredible amounts of training stress was to identify that he would start using magnesium. And then he discovered that different types of magnesium were uptaken or had different responses in the body. He became famous for that. And that was one of his go-tos for his athletes, is to help them recover from all their training, all this training stress. Now, the story gets a little deeper, because then it was like, well, everybody started coming up with these different magnesiums. Research journals and universities started to experiment, and you'd see a report on magnesium orotate or magnesium aspartate or magnesium malate and magnesium threonate and all these different magnesium. And everybody's telling that they have the best magnesium, or this is right for that, or this journal said this. And some of it was by design, and some of it was just the formation that they got for the experiment. And so, you have to, it's hard to sort through what was what. But the evidence suggests that there was all different types of magnesium that were taken by the body. And so what researchers started to realize is when you take magnesium in high dosages in the intestinal tract, you can get disaster pants. In other words, when you hit tolerance of your uptake, there's a releasing effect. Now, some people take it for that. Some people who are constipated will use magnesium.
They sell bottles of something called citrus of magnesium. It's in a green bottle, looks like 7-Up. And if you drink it, you just have to stay home all day, because all you do is run to the bathroom.
Correct. So citrate is probably the best for drawing water into the intestines. Mm-hmm. And other different types of magnesiums are less, to varying degrees of lesser extent. But still, because people's digestive systems are compromised, researchers started looking at, well, how do we get more magnesium across the intestinal barrier? And of course, for those who know by optimizers, we've always been, it's not what you eat, it's what you digest, absorb, and utilize. It's what gets inside your body. It's a single canal from your mouth to your butt, and the food is in that tube. It's about converting that, which is a result of enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and your microbiome, as well as is your intestinal permeability proper, or do you have leaky gut? All these kind of things that we've talked about many times in the show. So sucrosomial recently has become directed a lot of attention, because it was a way of using a lipid bonded with the sucrosomial to create a delivery system that you could take more magnesium and get more across the intestinal barrier without getting the runs. And so what we have found is, and I did this myself, I followed kind of the old Linus Pauling methodology of building up magnesium levels when I discovered I was deficient. And you can test this through a SpectraCell test. Go take a SpectraCell test. It'll tell you whatever vitamins and minerals that you individually might be deficient in or have trouble absorbing. Mm-hmm. And that is, in my opinion, the fastest way to determine which vitamins and minerals most people are going to find they're deficient in magnesium. So when I did that, I was like, okay, Linus Pauling came up with this idea in orthomolecular nutrition of you increase the dosage until you break the GI barrier, you get the runs, and then you titrate down and you stay at that level till you get the runs again, might be a month, 2 months, and then you go back. And that was the methodology. And it's used throughout orthomolecular medicine to fill up the bucket if you have an empty bucket, right, for example. So I've experimented with every type of magnesium there is. When we were doing the testing, let's take aspartate. How much can I get the runs? How much can I get citrate? How much can I get orotate? Well, it turns out sucrosomial, you can get like 2 or 3 times the normal amount of magnesium without getting the runs. And the overall impact, both singularly and in combination with other magnesiums, elicits a better effect sooner, faster, quicker. People sleep better, they relax more, they notice vasodilation, their blood pressure improves, things like that, right? And so we said, well, let's add it to our formulation, our famous magnesium breakthrough formulation. Let's add sucrosomial, and the results have been quite impressive.
So I want to mention something from the manufacturing side, because I've been involved in, you know, I formulated my own protein powder. I've been involved in the manufacturing side. And when a company comes up with a formula for a product and the product is selling well, rarely do they want to change it, because introducing something like, so I know a guy who has a pretty popular brand and he has a B complex. And when I first started talking to him, he was using cyanocobalamin. And I said, hey, man, you know, cyanocobalamin is really a bad choice. Methyl or hydroxy is a better choice. And he didn't change it for a couple of years, because changing it means so much additional expense, from formulating to manufacturing to the cost of, you know, a lot of times the better stuff costs more money. And people are like, hey, we have margins here. We if we do that, we're going to lose this much of a margin. So when you see a company that identifies a new up-and-coming player in a particular category, and they say, we have to include that, that's a company that's more concerned with the outcome of their product and the consumer than the metrics of return on investment and margins. And I know this for a fact. So first of all, right, you're shaking your head, yeah, well, like we had to spend a lot and we had to change a lot, right?
Well, two things. So first off, we have a supply chain issue going on worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's devastating.
It's real.
I'm suggesting people, Costco, for example, just came out with a public announcement that their costs are going up 5.9% across the board on everything. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's what they're announcing. The supply chain workers, if you're following international shipping and stuff and all the issues, is a big issue. Then when you get into the different types of magnesium, they come from different parts of the world or different components. Sucrosomial, the main suppliers come out of Italy. Italy is not the most efficient place to be getting stuff right now.
Hey, Gino, where's it at the magnesium?
Forget about it. Don't worry, man.
No,
it's okay.
No, let's go drink.
Forget about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and I'm Italian, so, you know.
Yeah. So I'm just having fun here, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, my dad's best friend is Italian, so we used to grow up with him. And so I got used to the accent and the fun and the culture, and it's beautiful. But the reality is we saw the improvements. We tested the improvements. It was better. And we said, yes, we know there's a supply chain issue. because it's a hot product. We have a lot of, since magnesium breakthrough has kind of taken the world by storm. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's buying our magnesium and everybody's trying to copy. Like, we're at the Bulletproof conference and, you know, Mercola's coming over and he's like, oh wow, this stuff's great.
Yeah. You
know,
like, yeah.
Everybody's onto this. And, so we said, it doesn't matter. We told her, we just went to our supply chain. Now it's three, it took us 3 months. We had to buy a whole bunch of sucrose oatmeal to put it into our formulation, like huge quantities.
And probably, you probably had to make commitments to large quantities up front in order to make sure that you didn't hit a home run and then there's no backup hitter. You know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly what we had to do, but we don't care because our company is built on, first and foremost, we want to make the best products we can possibly produce. And that's not just lip service. Second, we continue to look to improve it. So if you look at Masszymes, we've done several different versions over the years. If you look at P3OM, we did several different versions over the year. If you look at Magnesium Breakthrough, we continue to constantly improve as the market changes, new information comes up. We're always looking to improve our products because that is the method that humans have evolved through. Don't rest on your laurels. Continue to test. We have a research facility in Croatia. Okay, so we have a partnership with Birch University. We have experts in microbiome, docking agents for cellular, what gets across the cells. And we test our stuff. We come up with all these crazy experiments. Matt is a mad experimenter, my business partner. You'd be like, what happens if we blast EMFs, Wi-Fi on the microbiome? What happens if we add vitamins and minerals? What happens if we put in vitamin D? Does that enhance things? What happens if we take that out? What happens if we have fats? What happens? We do all these crazy experiments and the researchers think, well, these guys are nuts, but we have these breakthroughs. And sucrose oatmeal was one of those breakthroughs. It was definitive. People felt better. It worked better. So we said, you know what? We're going to make the investment and we're going to add it into our formula, which we did. And people are loving it. It's really that simple.
So the sucrose oatmeal, you said it at the beginning of the show, but many of us weren't listening fully. It's bound to a fat, you're saying?
Yeah, so it's a lipid transfer. And if I don't know if I can, I don't have my, I don't know if I could share my screen.
Yes, you can. I have to turn on, No, wait, let me think. Yes, I think you can share something from your screen. Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. No, I don't. Oh, yeah, there's a button at the bottom that says share.
All right. So let me see if I can show this for those who are watching online. Let's see.
Does it say you need permission?
I think so. So let's see if I can. Let's see if you can see my screen. Can you see my screen?
Not yet. Let me see if I hit share. Let me see. It says video file, share screen. There should be a – when you hit the share button, it says share video file or share screen.
Okay, let's go there. Let's try that. I'm trying to do that. Let's see if it's not going to work. Let's try it again. Okay, let's go share screen.
Okay, maybe I have to – let me just see something here. Wait. No. 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 Hold on. No, it's not letting me I've never used share screen from the guest standpoint. All right. So,
well, let me do it. But anyways, I'm looking over here. What I'm looking at is I'm looking at sucrose oatmeal and its absorption rates. Okay, and I have a little chart here about, you know, how it goes over the intestinal barrier over time. And when you compare it to other types of magnesiums, like, you know, which have different effects, you know, whether it's oxide, orotate, et cetera, you'll start to see this curve where it kind of expands like this. So if you're looking sideways, it's going like this on the chart, where you just get more and more magnesium. So what that means is you don't need as much magnesium to get the desired effect.
Right.
And people go, well, why would you do that? Like, don't you want to sell more product? The reality is people do very well if they're doing 1.5-2 grams of magnesium a day under the current environment. That's expensive. Let's not kid ourselves. Like, you know, it's not inexpensive. So we're like, how do we drive the price down by improving the product, by increasing more magnesium getting across the cells? And sucrose oatmeal was the answer. So we did it. And we were using dosages of 2 milligrams per, you know, we do a 2 milligram dosage, 200 milligram dosage, or, you know, 300 milligram per moliliter. And
so,
you get
so a 200 milligram dose of sucrosomial would be equivalent to what size dose of, say, a carbonate, which is probably the least absorbable?
It's going to be about two and a half times less the amount.
Right, right.
You're going to vary between 1.5 and 3 times. Citrate's probably the worst.
Right.
That you're going to get effective for absorbability. And so when you start comparing, you know, you go buy a magnesium, a straight up magnesium. Well, that's a very big difference in value that's getting delivered to your cells. And so our whole thing is if we can get it right effective. So when you look at compared to citrate, oxide, bisglycinate. So citrate, it's a 199 difference. So it's twice as effective, 205 on oxide, bisglycinate, 202. Significantly better. Those are good. Those are well absorbed magnesium.
Now, and also you've talked on this show that different magnesium forms do different things. So you haven't eliminated all the magnesium forms. You've added this to it.
Correct. And so there's what they call the sum is greater than the whole, the synergistic actions of different types of magnesium. So as Charles figured out a long time ago, the different types of magnesiums get uptake in different parts of the body. Some go into the brain really well. Some go into the bloodstream very well. Some work with the enzymes very well. And people will report differences in these effects. And so we just went along with that program and tested a bunch of versions, and this is what we got to, and it's very effective.
Now, the other thing that you mentioned at the beginning of the show, which is a really important point, when people talk about bone, all we focus on when it comes to bone is calcium. But there's everything in bone. There's calcium, magnesium, there's potassium, there's iron, there's certain trace minerals. They're all incorporated into bone. So magnesium has to play an important role in bone formation as well, right?
It's critical because it's a 2-to-1 ratio. So 2 calciums for every magnesium. And when you have a deficient in magnesium, your body starts dumping calcium to try and bring things in balance. And for some people, particularly if you're genetic predispositions or you have a high refined sugar diet, white flour, white sugar, sodium chloride, not like rich mineral sodium, you start running into all sorts of problems about dumping calcium out of the body. And adding calcium isn't the answer. You need to add calcium and magnesium together. And usually if you add magnesium, we get lots of calcium in our diet for the most part.
Yeah. And this is funny. This is something I've been talking about for years. About 10 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration and the powers that be recommended that everyone take 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And shortly thereafter, we had people who were having AFib and rhythm issues with their heart, being rushed to the hospital. And then they figured out they had too much calcium. And then they were like, oh, don't take that much calcium. So the first thing before you start supplementing with calcium that you need to do, and nobody wants to do the hard work. It's really funny. If you tell someone, just snap a picture of every meal you have, and then later on go back to the USDA's food database and put the food in there and see how much calcium you're getting every day. Most people could be getting 3,000 milligrams, 3 grams of calcium a day just from their food. And a lot of stuff has calcium in it that doesn't look like it because it's not dairy. So before you recommend a calcium level, go and find out what calcium you're getting. Quite often, you probably need magnesium to catch up to the calcium you're getting in your diet already. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I've looked at hundreds and hundreds of clients' nutrigenomics spectrocell testing. I can think of maybe 2 or 3 people that had a deficiency in calcium.
Yeah, right.
And almost everyone had a deficiency in magnesium. Magnesium, zinc, B12, very, very common to have deficiencies in those areas.
Right.
Those were some of the most common ones. But magnesium is huge. a vegetarian's almost always B12, and a lot of men are very deficient in zinc and selenium, specifically. And those are common elements that I've looked in most nutrigenomics experts that look at, you know, a SpectraCell test will find that. And so we're trying to fix that hole, and magnesium is a big one. And when, you know, what's interesting is how many people, when they take magnesium, are they're going, I can't believe how I feel on this magnesium.
Right.
Why? Because you've been deficient for maybe your whole life.
Right. Right. Andrew, please send me her email. Andrew says that he has a friend named Isabella Cooper about osteocalcin. I'd love to have her on the show. Hyperinsulinemia is an interesting phenomenon. It dysregulates all of the electrolytes and minerals in the body. High insulin levels cause malabsorption of some minerals and too much absorption of other minerals, and it causes lots of problems. Yeah, I'd like to have her on. Andrew, you have my email address. Just email me and connect me. That's another thing. There was a study done on the Pima Indian I've talked about numerous times on this show. But if you are insulin resistant, if you have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you should absolutely start supplementing with magnesium. Because the Pima Indian are thought to be genetically predisposed to type 2 diabetes, which means because it's genetic, you have no choice. You're going to get it. Until they did a study in Arizona where they supplemented the Pima Indian tribe with magnesium supplements, and it was probably magnesium carbonate. It was probably something horrible, like not even a good source, and they reversed their insulin resistance in months. So if you are diabetic, there's a good chance that you could use magnesium. And I want to put this up there because I'm proud to say that this is by far the best magnesium supplement in the world. Why do I say that? Because it has every form of magnesium in it at therapeutic doses. And you can get 10% off by using the code SHR10 if you go to shrnetwork.biz/mag, M-A-G. Or you can go to buyoptimizers.com/SHR, whichever one is easier for you to remember. Because we have so many people in the audience telling me wonderful things about their experience since they've been using Mag Breakthrough. So I want to pull this one last comment up real quick before we go to Dean Paulson, I think it was, that made a comment here that I caught. He said he started using his magnesium breakthrough with Delta 8 at night. It's a lifesaver. I had not slept well for years. The combo of both knocks me out better than any doctor prescribed medication. And you don't change personalities, because if you take Lunestra, any of those things, people have been known to go out in the middle of the night and gamble their mortgage away and never remember it the next morning when they take some of these Ambien and Lunestra products. And plus, just because your eyes are closed for 8 hours doesn't mean you're sleeping for 8 hours. I can hit you in the head with a hammer and you'll lay still for 8 hours, but you won't get off the floor and go, that was great. Will you do that for me again tonight so I can get another good night's sleep? So sleep has an architecture. Things like magnesium and Delta 8 will improve the architecture. Even Elisa said she couldn't believe that she could sleep better. Got to check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Post your questions if you'd like. Andrew Scarborough will get me that email address. He has another comment we'll get to. So, again, Mag Breakthrough, the best single magnesium product in the world, in a world that desperately needs magnesium. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalized one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to shrnetwork.biz/insidetracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside. Beef. Have you been struggling to achieve results in the gym? Trouble sleeping through the night? Overwhelmed with stress or anxiety? Look no further than Infiniwell supplements. They have designed products to address specific needs like muscle growth, hormone balance, sleep, and anxiety from the first use. Infiniwell helps you live well. Go to shrnetwork.biz/bewell, that's B-E-W-E-L-L, and use code SHR20 and start living well today. Redcon One's new B-A-R bar is the ultimate soft-baked protein-packed snack bar powered by peanut butter. Perfect for while on the go to help curb hunger or sneaky sweet tooth cravings. With 20 grams of protein, use as a meal replacement bar or when you're in need of a high-protein snack. Eat a Redcon 1 bar as a midday snack or for fuel before an intense training session. Go to shrnetwork.biz/redcon1 and use the code SHR25 to save 25% off these delicious bars today. I need to share with you all a revolutionary new wearable technology called HapBee. HapBee allows you to enjoy the effects of caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, melatonin, and muscle relaxants without actually ingesting anything. Yes, really. They figured out the unique magnetic signature of each of these molecules and recorded them. Just put the HapBee on, choose the signal you want, and it starts projecting the magnetic signature of that molecule that you choose, like coffee for feeling alert. Go to HapBee.com/SHR. That's HapBee.com/SHR to learn more and unlock an $80 discount exclusively for the Superhuman Radio listeners. If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. With all seven forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR. And use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hey, welcome back. At the end of the show, I've got a recipe for everybody. One of the greatest breakfasts you'll ever have. I'm going to tell you how to make it after this discussion. I also want to mention something. Since we're talking about insulin resistance, it is the number one killer. Every disease today comes from insulin resistance. Heart disease, diabetes is insulin resistance. Heart disease, kidney failure, high blood pressure. You can track your own blood sugar every second of the day, even when you sleep, with a continuous glucose monitor. This is the single best investment a biohacker can make, because knowing what foods affect you and how, or how your magnesium breakthrough that you're taking is now lowering blood sugar throughout the day. If you go to shrnetwork.biz/NutriSense and use the code SHR30, you'll not only save $30 off, but you'll have access to a registered dietitian for a month that will help you dial in your diet. So check that out. Have you ever tried a continuous glucose monitor?
I was just on Paul Check's podcast yesterday. And we were talking about continuous glucose monitors and tracking it with a regular journal so that you become clear about the relationship between blood sugar, your brain state, your emotions, your physicality. And most people don't realize they're riding a roller coaster, and they don't realize the different products that can, which would shock them, that throws their blood sugar off. For example, you can, for some people, they take coffee with nothing in it, and that will send their blood sugar through the roof. They could take whey protein, and that can send their blood sugar through the roof. And so when you track a continuous glucose monitor, using a continuous glucose monitor, which all of our high-end clients that kind of go on our VIP client list that work with us, Katrine, who is our genetic and epigenetic functional medicine researcher, our coach, she puts everybody on a blood sugar tracker for at least 2 weeks, sometimes a month. And it is one of the biggest indicators of your health and vitality and how you feel. And so, for example, intermittent fasting has become very, or alternate day fasting has become intermittent particularly. Well, if you have a continuous glucose monitor, most women will find they do better if they eat in the morning and have their fasting later than the day. And men will do better if they fast in the morning and eat later in the day. Now, people go, well, you know, Wade, you're being gender biased or whatever. No, I'm just looking at the data.
Estrogen is an amazing hormone that protects women because women make humans. They're a factory.
Yeah, and so a lot of women will find that they do better with a big breakfast in the morning with lots of fat and protein inside that breakfast, where a guy might do better just having coffee. He might not get a response to coffee, but if the lady goes and tries fasting, her blood sugar crashes. And so the spike is usually correlated with the crash, because right, when you crash, your body's like, give me some glucose. I need some glucose. I need something. You know, we all have that kind of starving, out of our mind, short tempered, kind of hangry feeling. And then, you know, you're cruising down the street. Oh, heck, I'm going to go into the In-N-Out Burger. I'm going to go to Starbucks. I'm going to do something. I'm going to get something with some sugar. And you wonder, and then you gullet it down, and you rise up through the productive zone on your blood sugar. And you're like, oh, I feel good for 30 minutes. Then I peak, and now I don't feel so good. And then I come over the falls, as I say, and you come back down and you crash and you start running this. And the idea is you want to keep you want to understand where your functional band is in your blood sugar response. And you want to keep a diet that is going to keep you in that band as even as possible. And that's why whole foods are generally better than processed foods.
Yes.
And eating consistently through the day is usually better than eating sporadically. And the benefit of fasting, for example, will oftentimes allow you to become more able to access your fat so that you can stabilize your blood sugar. You're able to burn fat. So that's where the mechanisms are behind it. And continuous glucose monitors are great. Now, fascinating enough, as you referred to with the magnesium and insulin response, is really interesting, mm-hmm. because I have a belief. This is a theory. I'm just going to postulate for our listeners that the relationship between amylase-based enzymes, the enzymes that break down carbohydrates, and magnesium, which is an essential component of, it's kind of like a catalyzer in combination with that enzyme. If you've had a high sugar diet, highly refined diet, your parents had those things, oftentimes you're depleted in that particular enzyme and you're depleted in magnesium both. And when you add either or both in combination, almost across the board, you'll see a more stabilized response in blood sugar response. And so I always look at pathways, enzymatic pathways, you know, lipases for fats, proteases for proteins, and amylases for carbohydrates. And those three enzymatic pathways, and there's variances within each one of those, but why somebody might do better on a high protein diet, someone might be able to eat more carbohydrates, or some people can't have fats, or all the variances that are in there, are often due to enzymatic pathways. And then magnesium is an amplifier of your enzymes, because it's a catalyst in enzymatic reactions inside the body.
So when you buy your Mag Breakthrough, pick up a bottle of HCL, which has all of the enzymes he just mentioned, plus one for vegans, which is cellulose, a cellulase, right?
Yep.
I take this with every meal along with three Masszymes, and I happen to use a small amount of a ghrelin agonist before the meal to increase gut motility so the food moves faster and I'm ready to eat again in 3 hours. It's magic what I've done. I've added muscle. I'm getting leaner. I feel better all day long. I'm only fasting 12 hours now. I have a meal first thing in the morning, oatmeal and a little whey protein. Go to the gym and train and have a meal every 3 hours thereafter. But every single one of my meals includes these two products right here, Masszyme and HCL. And I would add, and I take Mag Breakthrough at night, which I believe improves insulin resistance at insulin sensitivity at night when it's the most important for us older guys, because that's when we have the dip and we wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. We don't know why we're awake. And my CGM shows that I'm right, because when I take my Mag Breakthrough at night, my blood sugar stays stable all night. If I forget to take it, I get a dip. It coincides with when I wake up in the middle of the night. So it's amazing. Also, I want to put this up. This is really interesting. So I don't know. Do you know Andrew Scarborough, Wade?
I've heard him. I don't know him personally.
So Andrew is a wonderful man. He had an astrocytoma, and he has used diet therapeutically to save his own life. They sent him home to die. He was on my show about 8 years ago the first time.
Wow.
Now he's going to school to be a doctor. I think it's the I want to say College of London, but I could be wrong. I'm sorry, but he's going to school to be a doctor. He just posted, magnesium is life-changing for people with epilepsy, and the meds for epilepsy cause greater magnesium deficiency. Isn't that interesting?
Actually, a lot of medications, the ones for anxiety and depression also deplete magnesium levels in neurochemistry. And of course, for people who don't know, we're really big in neurochemistry. Your bacteria function deals with producing, for example, serotonin. 95% of it's built in your gut. Your ability to break down proteins and convert them into the amino acids that are developed into the neurotransmitters, very, very important. A lot of people are compromised in that avenue. And then a lot of the pharmaceutical medications deplete magnesium inside the body as well. And so we have a lot of people who are using our products and noticing an improvement in their overall general mood. And as an added thing, for those who are using magnesium for sleep or have trouble with sleeping, it's a big issue. We're actually going to be coming out with a sleep product. We've gone through 8 versions of testing. But what I can say is a little bit of the right CBD for people and L-theanine and lavender are very good additions to add to your magnesium at night to kind of go in and get a little bit even deeper sleep. So people are struggling. Matt, my business partner, was a struggling sleeper, and he's gone deep in that area. So those are components that you can add in various dosages to get your right combo.
I'm going to text you after the show. I have something that I want to suggest and to your wisdom, something that should be added to your supplement that no one is, it's on no one's radar. But I think when you see what it is, you'll go, oh my God, this could make it universally functional for everybody.
Sweet. Okay. I'm up for it.
All right. In summary, the Sucrosomial Magnesium is a high performance magnesium. What is this? Lavender is proestrogenic. Yes. In fact, I just said to Elisa this morning, I don't want lavender soap anymore because it actually binds to the androgen receptor and it blocks the effects of testosterone. Lavender is really not a good thing. And they even put lavender in food now. I'm really worried about
that. I wasn't worried.
By the way, you know, oh God, what was the girl's name? Now I'm going to forget. That's okay. Another thing. Let's stay on track here. So Sucrosomial Magnesium is a supercharged, high-performing magnesium that will help you get your magnesium levels up safely and without disaster pants. Is that a good summary?
I think it's perfect, easy summary.
Okay. All right. And again, one more time, I'm going to put the banner ad up one more time. The single best magnesium product in the world, I say that with all candor and humility, because I take it, it works, and everybody who takes it tells me it's a lifesaver, it's a game changer, is Mag Breakthrough. And if you go to shrnetwork.biz/mag, M-A-G, and use the code SHR10, you'll save 10% off plus free shipping. By the way, they have a 100% money back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. They'll even pay to get it back to them. You don't have to come out of pocket. No company does that. None. It just further shows the altruistic nature of bioptimizers. They really want their products to help people. They don't just want you to buy it and leave it on the shelf. But when you're there, if you look at the multi-packs, if you add the SHR10 code to the multi-packs, you can save close to 40% off this product. It's insane. So you need to check that out. Wade, as always, thank you so much for being here today, and thank you for being a sponsor on the show. It's companies like you. You know, people don't know this, but when Wade found this show, he signed up for a year at a time. And that makes my life so much easier, because we're not out scouring the countryside for not only sponsors that are willing to be with us, but sponsors we're willing to have with us, because we don't want to be labeled as a show where there's a lot of snake oil being sold, you know? So,
well, that's the beautiful thing, Carl. You're out there on the front lines. You're helping people. You super wealth of knowledge. I always learn something every time I'm on the show. I get more excited about my Carl interviews than just about any interview I do, because I haven't had a show where I haven't learned something. And, you can't know everything, but doggone it, if you listen to Carl regularly, you're going to learn probably a lot more than you anticipated. So I really appreciate
it. I have a very big hard drive and this very big head.
You certainly do. It's extraordinary, and I'm overjoyed that we get to spend a little bit of time with each other every couple of weeks.
Have a good weekend, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a breakfast recipe that you're going to be thanking me for years to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot Fudge Sunday. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today. I want to introduce you to Tau Patch, a heavily researched patented wearable device that provides immediate and long-lasting health benefits. Tau Patch's nanocrystals convert your body heat into light of specific therapeutic frequencies that optimize your central nervous system. The health benefits of Tau Patch include relief from chronic pain, better sleep, increased focus, reduced stress, improved athletic performance, and more. Discover what it can do for you by visiting shrnetwork.biz/TauPatch. That's TAOPATCH. Use code SHR for your superhuman discount today. Knoll Creek Hemp Company's Delta 8 soft chews are the premier Delta 8 product on the market today. Knoll Creek's Delta 8 is produced from high quality hemp derived CBD oil, and soft chews are manufactured using proprietary nano emulsification technique that ensures the Delta 8 soft chew will timely deliver the desired effects cleanly and consistently from piece to piece. In a space where at least 70% of the products fail to meet label claims, and where most users of conventional hemp products are left disappointed, Knoll Creek's Delta 8 soft chews are a product you can trust. Visit shrnetwork.biz/delta8, that's D-E-L-T-A and the number 8, and use the code SHR20 to get 20% off your first order today. Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High quality, pasture raised, great tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose to tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 10% off your entire first order. Beef, Is there something interfering with your happiness or ability to achieve your goals? BetterHelp can help. They will assess your needs and match you with a licensed therapist. This is not a self-help or crisis line. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of experts and are available worldwide without having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. Get the help you need and start living a happier life today. Go to shrnetwork.biz/betterhelp. That's better, H-E-L-P, and receive 10% off your first month of counseling when you use the code SHR. I would easily say that I am the hugest proponent you will ever meet to doing anything that will improve the quality of my sleep. And that's because sleep is linked to just about every metabolic disorder we see in our population today. One of the easiest things you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is to get a pillow that can be shaped into the exact form factor that allows you to get your best night's sleep. And that is MyPillow. I've been sleeping with MyPillow for a few years now, and I can tell you that when I have to travel and stay in hotels, I don't get a good night's sleep because I don't have MyPillow with me. Right now, you can save up to 60% off of everything offered to improve the quality of your sleep at shrnetwork.biz/mypillow when you use the code SHR. Or you can call toll-free 800-889-4938. And remember to use code SHR to save up to 60% off of everything at their website.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, welcome back. So I have to eat breakfast now because I'm not doing long intermittent fasts. I have to tell you that Joel Green, who is the smartest person I know and just a wonderful human being on top of it, hard not to love Joel, and I are about to do a show on ghrelin and ghrelin agonists like GHRP6, Ipamorelin. They could be stopping you from losing body fat. So I've stopped doing long-term fasting. I fast from 6 p.m. at night till about 6:30, 7 a.m. in the morning. I have my first meal. And I feel great. I've had some issues, health issues, that I couldn't pinpoint, and a lot of them are actually going away, and it's not placebo. But breakfast isn't an exciting meal to me lately. I've been not eating breakfast for a decade. And so to get myself back into breakfast, I've had to be a little creative. I'm going to give you a very easy recipe that I promise you will look, literally, I go to sleep at night looking forward to having breakfast in the morning. One of my favorite meals for breakfast is eggs and a type of lamb sausage called margez. It's a North African sausage that I get from White Oak Pastures, which means that these are grass-fed and, you know, animal husbandry is king there. But I have three of these links with three eggs. I could have four eggs and one less link if I want. I try to keep myself under a certain number of grams of protein and calories in the morning. But this dish I dream about. It tastes so good. This sausage is such an interesting group of spices. And so some people say, oh, is it like chorizo? Not as spicy as chorizo. Not as much red pepper and chili. It doesn't even have chili in it. It has actually, when I smell it cooking, even Elisa agrees, it almost smells like there's cinnamon in it. But this stuff is amazing, and it comes in packages of it that about six to seven links, long links. That's a long link, each one of those. They curl up. You can pan fry it with my eggs, I do. And actually, I cook the egg. I pan fry the sausage first. Then I remove the sausage, and I leave the juice, and then I cook the eggs in the juice from the sausage. And then when I put it in my dish, I pour the juice in over the eggs. It's that delicious. It's unbelievable. I promise you, if you give this a try, when you run out of sausage, like I do from time to time, you'll be sad. You'll think, oh my God, what am I going to eat today? The place to go for this amazing North African delicacy sausage is White Oak Pastures. shrnetwork.biz/White Oak. Use the code SUPERHUMAN for 10% off. Those of you listening to the podcast, you really can't appreciate how delicious this is. But I promise you, if you go and you buy it, buy one pack, try it for. That's what I did. I bought one. I thought, you know, I may not like it because I'm not a big fan of chorizo. I'll tell you right now, I don't like chorizo. And it's made from grass pastured lamb. It's not beef. It's not pork. It's lamb, and it has an amazing, almost buttery flavor to it. So check it out. Go to White Oak Pastures and get yourself a pouch, a package, whatever you want to call it, of Marguez. It's like M-A-R-G-U-E-Z, I believe. You can't miss it if you look at the lamb products. SHRnetwork.biz/White Oak is where you can get that. And then it looks like we have a couple comments here. Let's just get them up real quick. So the first one comes from Jim Slade. He says, oh, that's very thoughtful of you. Thank you. Amen. Carl's the source of vital health information. Critical thinkers listen to SHR. And quite frankly, it always startles me that my audience isn't bigger until I realize that critical thinking is in short supply in the world today. People do stuff that is not in their own best interest in order to stay in the club that they belong to. Being a critical thinker makes you quite lonely sometimes. But thank you for that, Jim. Dean Paulson says, intermittent fasting, I'm pretty sure, damaged my health and led to prediabetes. So we're going to talk about this with Joel. There is evidence that extreme fasting may make you insulin resistant over time. Eating all of your macronutrients in one sitting has to be hard on the body and internal organs. I don't believe so. When you say all of it, you mean protein, fats, and carbohydrates? I don't think that's true. Not at all. And if you look at the bodybuilding world, that's all they've ever done. That's what Vince Gironda did. I have a small cup of oatmeal in the morning with the eggs and sausage. It's probably about 25 grams of carbohydrates. That's almost an English breakfast. Just needs some black pudding. So interesting you say this, Jim, because Elisa and I went to Ireland, and I had a traditional Irish breakfast, which I'm sure is very similar. It had spotted dick, I think. It was one of the things, if I remember correctly. But it did. It had those black pudding. So I thought black pudding was something in a bowl, but it's actually a sausage link. Delicious. I loved it. And then Dean Paulson says, great show as always. Knoll Creek Delta 8 and Kratom literally saved my life from pain and not sleeping. And my friend Billy came on the show. He was a pilot for Southwest for 35 years, and his sleep was destroyed by keeping that pilot schedule. And he says that every day to me. Knoll Creek Delta 8 saved his life. He sleeps well every night. He wakes up refreshed. He trains. Yes. And it's so much better than Ambien and Lunestra. These drugs, they're horrible. There's a study out there that shows that Ambien may actually make you diabetic. Because remember, if you're a shift worker and you stay up all night, you develop insulin resistance. And if you take a drug that makes you lay still for 8 hours, but you lose sleep architecture, you could become insulin resistant. And Dean Paul says, I meant eating all your food in one sitting is bad for your health. Yes. Yes. You're talking about intermittent fasting. Yes. You know, the problem with intermittent fasting is most people who are intermittent fasters are actually time-restricted gluttons. They starve themselves all day because they know for 8 hours they're going to eat with reckless abandon. You're absolutely right. Intermittent fasting doesn't give you license to be a glutton during the hours that you can eat. You still have to choose the right foods, and you still have to eat sensibly portioned meals. That's the difference between the two types of intermittent fasters. When intermittent fasting is employed properly, and you're not eating for 16 hours, and you don't have to go over that. I know there's a lot of people. Look, I fasted for 3 effing days and had the best leg workout of my entire training career. Okay? So I know what it is to fast for a long time. But to do that regularly is not a good signal to send to your body. And then on top of that, to then say, oh, I'm going to fast for 16 hours and I'm going to be a friggin' glutton for 8. That's not, who are you kidding? That's not working. And that's why intermittent fasting doesn't work for a lot of people. They're like, oh, it doesn't work. I fast for 16 hours. I can't lose weight. Well, calories still count, even if you're fasting. And I saw something interesting on Mark Bell's wall today. So I guess he had somebody on his show that said calories don't count when you look at hormones. And I'm going to be completely, I'm going to say something ridiculous to make a point. In the concentration camps, there were no fat people. Everybody starved the same. Everybody became skin and bones. If hormones really, really, really mattered, there would have been some fat guy. Like, hey, we're all starving to death, but Joe is still fat. Oh, well, he has a hormone condition. No. Calories in, calories out absolutely matters. Now, you may have a slowed down metabolism and need less calories. That's possible. But if you eat less than you need, you're going to lose weight. So the answer to losing weight begins and ends with managing the calories that you eat and the calories that you expend, regardless of what hormones are changing your caloric needs. There's no fat people in concentration camps. That's the end of the story. The calories count. And of course, Jim Slade says again, Carl nails it, gluttons. Yeah, that people fast because they think that they can eat like gluttons for 8 hours. And they do. They eat pie. They eat unrestricted. Every 5 seconds, they're eating more because, oh, but I'm going to fast for 16 hours. Doesn't work like that. Okay, that's it. The end of the week. Great show. Please share the show. Search out search out your friends who are critical thinkers. Send them my show. And if they go, that guy is full of BS, then you know they're not critical thinkers. If they say, yeah, that guy had some interesting points, then maybe they're thinking. All right, have a safe weekend. Remember, muscle is metabolic currency. Get into the gym and make a deposit. Today's my off day, but tomorrow I'm training. See you next week. Thanks for everything. Thanks for being here.